It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. How great it is to be with you as we visit here in the house of the Lord. And you know, that's what we are. We're just a church that extends across city lines and county lines and state and all the way around the world. And you can be a part of Bible Home Church if you'd like to. Simply write to us and let us know that you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, and you are saved and you'd like to join our fellowship. And there's no real requirements. We don't dun you. No one's going to call you and ask for a tithe. You give as you wish, and that's all. But we hope you'll listen once a week here as our worship and praise of the Lord continues until the day that Jesus comes back again. So if you'd like to be part of our at-large fellowship, feel free to write to us and let us know. But you'll know. We'll pray for you and you'll pray for us. And together we'll be one in Christ Jesus and His church. And so that's why we call ourselves Bible Home Church. We go to homes across America and around the world, really. And our focus is on the Word of God, on the Bible, because in it we find the story of Jesus Christ, our Lord, from beginning to end. His coming, the first time, the fact that He literally created this earth and this entire universe and everything in it. And He's coming back again, and He lives forever, and I love all those ands, and you will too if you believe in Him. Well, we have our series now. We're continuing, and we're going to have part two today. And, oh, it is something special because it tells us about those last days when Jesus is coming, the last days. And we're going to be looking at the Antichrist. And we asked the question, well, could we possibly know what race he will be? What nation he will come from? Yes. The question is, and I believe we're going to be answering it very effectively with documentation from the Word of God. Yes. The question is, will the Antichrist be a Jew? Could it be? I mean, Jesus came in the form of a Jew. I wonder if to deceive the world, the counterfeit will come in the form of a Jew. You know, Sir Winston Churchill talked about the Jews one time. He wrote an article before he became, he is probably the most famous prime minister who ever lived of Great Britain. And he wrote about the Jews. You'd be amazed. Why would a politician write about a certain race? But he did. And he said, it is from the Jewish race that we've received some of the worst characters in history. He said all of the revolutionaries of the French Revolution, the Illuminati, all of that came. Even the Marxists and the communists are Jews. Their leaders, their founders, the Bolsheviks as well. But interestingly, he said, and I'm paraphrasing him, and by the way, I have a copy of this very article in my files. He said, yet they have also given the world its best. The best and the worst. Isn't that interesting? From the same race. Why would God do that? I have pondered this myself. Why he would give us Jesus and then give us the devil's son, the Antichrist. Why would that be? From the same race. And I think I know the answer. It's very simple. so that neither the Jews nor any racial group could boast that we're so special. I mean, the fact that God chose that race for Christ to be produced genealogically, it could cause people to exalt the Jews above all other peoples. We could make idols of the Jews. What a great race. Why God chose them. They're God's chosen. Oh my, they're so much better. They're like little gods collectively. But what if God comes back and from that same race and nation chooses the most evil man who has ever lived? The greatest perfect man who ever lived, and the most evil, conniving monster from the same race. It would totally destroy, and it will, the concept that in man himself lies any good without God. Think about that. It would not make sense for Jesus to come from that physical nation of Israel to be produced. Oh, I know God was his father, and I know he put the seed overshadowed Mary. I realize that. But he was the son of David. He did come from Abraham's seed as well, genealogically. We see in the first chapter of Matthew. And you know, it would not befit God, I believe, knowing the way God works, the holiness of God. It would not befit him to choose from the Russians or the Germans or the Americans or the British or the Togoans or the South Africans, the Antichrist. It wouldn't balance out things, would it? It's a fascinating thought. And when I get to heaven someday, if God will afford me just a small little audience, I don't deserve it, but I might ask him some questions like that out of curiosity. I suspect, though, he might say, well, go study my words some more and come back. And you know, he knows how to really make you enjoy life. And one of the things about enjoying life is to study the Bible, and you get such an enjoyment out of it. And so that's probably what he would say. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, we do that to kids or something. Go look it up in the dictionary. Go look it up. You're doing them a little favor there. They don't know it at the time, though. You know, they say, well, you could just tell me. But that's what we want, just instant, you know, answers, even from God. And sometimes it's not to our benefit. Well, we're going to continue our series. And, you know, since we're talking about the coming of Christ, see, I look past the coming of Antichrist. Someone once said, well, now, if you believe the Antichrist is going to come before Jesus does, why, isn't that a little blasphemous? You're looking for the Antichrist instead of Jesus. Oh, come on. That's a pretty stupid statement. That's preposterous. I look for a lot of things to come before Jesus. I have to say there's not very many that have to be fulfilled. But, you know, think of the early church. They were told the signs of Jesus coming again. Read about that in Matthew 24. All of these bad things would come upon the world. Well, they weren't honoring the bad things. God wanted us to know of them. For we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil, Paul said. Now listen, I think God wants us to know about the Antichrist. Boy, talk about a device of the devil. That's one. The Antichrist. God wants us to know about it. And that's why I'm preaching this series of messages. So you'll know more about it. Now, we'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to write us. And one of the most precious letters that I get are people who tell me they're praying for me. I sort of know a lot of good people are praying for me, but it's not the same as actually reading it and a letter written by them and signed by my friends, wherever they may be, that say, "Tex, I'm praying for you." It means a lot to me. You don't have to say much in your letter. I mean, you don't have to write, you know, everything that happened to you that day or week or month even. But it's nice to get a letter from my friends sometime to know you're out there. And I just love getting mail. It's the delight, really, of my day to get mail from folks who listen to our radio program and who worship with us here at Bible Home Church throughout the world. I like that, too. Worship at Bible Home Church throughout the world. Yes, you can do that by the miracle of this radio. By the way, it's not required, but you know, everybody knows that we need funds. We need that old thing called money to keep going. And God seems to know how to multiply it, but we have to have a little bit to start with, sort of like the loaves of bread. And we appreciate your help. If you can afford to give and God leads you, we'd appreciate a love gift for you, from you. But, you know, if you need prayer, need help from us, please don't pay us to do that. Don't say, "Here's, you know, a $20 love gift. Now pray for me, Tex." I'm going to pray for you anyway. So I'm not asking you for that purpose. But if God leads you and you give for nothing in return, except that you love God's work, we'd appreciate your help whenever you can. Now, we have the Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, my. You know, before they were into secular music, they sang gospel. And I really wish they had stayed gospel. I really do, for a number of reasons. But in any case, here's a beautiful song by the Oak Ridge Boys Quartet. And it's one of those, you know, old classics that we all love so much. Jesus is coming.
Troubles of minds are his, filling this heart with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God, saves from the jasting rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, this is the way.
Not the light whereby they could be saved, the Bible says, but they embraced the darkness and they were sent a strong delusion by God. The Antichrist, my friend, will come first before Jesus. Now, a lot of people have lied about this and they've tried to misinterpret this every way they could. And they say to you, those things are not important. We'll be raptured out of here.
Now, Tex Mars believes strongly in the rapture of the church. I read about it in Isaiah 26 and 27. I read about it in 1 Thessalonians. But you've got to know the timing and the sequence and the chronology of it. And the first thing you must understand is that that day, the day of our great redemption by Jesus and his lifting us up off this earth, listen, that day will not come. Paul said, let no man deceive you by any means, and they are out there, the deceivers, the wolves, the false prophets. But Paul said, don't let them deceive you by any means. Well, my friends, are they deceiving you by a book, by a speech, by a sermon, by a letter, by the counsel of a false teacher, by a pastor who was falsely trained in the cemetery that I call the seminary? Paul said, don't let anybody deceive you. Let no man deceive you. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. What does it say? Be revealed. What does it say? Be revealed. The son of perdition. And he will sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God, claiming, I'm God. I should be worshipped above all the gods. He doesn't deny there are other gods, plural. He just says, I should be worshipped above them all. He exalts himself above all that is called God. Well, he's a pretty greedy fellow, obviously. No doubt about that. Full of greed. Here's what Habakkuk says about the Antichrist in chapter 2, verse 5. He says, he is a proud man. Now, there's nothing, my friends, wrong with pride. But there's a lot wrong with false pride. If you've got some accomplishments, it's okay to be prideful, but there is a great difference between being haughty, as the Bible says, and being prideful. If you're prideful or haughty, that's one thing. It's okay to be proud, but don't be too proud. Don't think you're something that you're not. Don't exalt yourself, because, my friends, surely you brought nothing with you in the world, the Bible says, and you will take nothing out. And you will go out exactly the way you came in and stand before all of us before the judgment seat of God. Some to salvation and some to damnation. So your pride will do nothing for you, but as the Bible says, pride goeth before a fall. He is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell and is as death and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations and heapeth unto him all people. Yes, all the world shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. And that's Revelation 13. Now, one of the most fascinating things about the Bible is the fact that it tells you what race, what nation the Antichrist shall come from. And many people don't understand this, and they're shocked when they find it. You know, Jerry Falwell, some months ago, gave a sermon in which he preached that the Antichrist would be a Jew. Oh my goodness, the hounds of hell came against him. The Jewish ADL, the American Jewish Congress. Oh, he was lambasted left and right. And you know, he had to apologize. He said, I'm sorry, I was so insensitive. Falwell said, I still believe the Antichrist is going to be a Jew, but I shouldn't have said it publicly. I'm sorry. I apologize if I've offended. Well, that's the strangest thing you've ever heard. He says, that's biblical what I taught you, but I'm sorry that I taught it. Well, I've never heard of such confusion. You see, here again, fear will be placed into you when you tell the truth. There are other people, of course. I recently read in an issue of Midnight Call, Arno Froese, who's about as strongly pro-Israel and pro-Jewish as they get as a prophecy teacher. Arno Froese also teaches the Antichrist will be a Jew. Sir Winston Churchill once wrote a fascinating and, well, abiding article about the Jews. He wrote it in a major London newspaper even before he became Prime Minister of Great Britain and became really the great hero of World War II in leading the people of England against the Nazi Empire. But Churchill mentioned that from the race of the Jews came the Lord of all, Jesus Christ. Yes, he did testify to Jesus. How great a man came out of that nation of Israel, he said. And yet, he said, also out of this same stock of people came the most monstrous system on the face of the earth, communism. For you see, Lenin and Marx, influenced by the Jewish Talmud and by the Jews. Lenin, of course, was married to a Jewess. His wife was Jew. And almost all of the leaders, the Bolsheviks that took over Russia, almost all of them were of Jewish blood. All the communists were. At the same time, Marx, who gave us the theory in his books such as Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto, yes, Karl Marx was a Jew and a hater of God. So it was the Jews who gave us communism. And Winston Churchill marveled that it was the Jews that produced Jesus, the great lover of mankind, and at the same time, from that same race, produced communism, the hater and bloodletter of our modern time as well. Now, you see, my friends, I believe there is a great lesson in all of this. I am convinced that from the Jews came our Savior. Yes, he is the lineage of David. He brings with him the promises of Abraham. Oh, my friends, it was of the Jews that salvation came. From God, of course, but bequeathed to the Jews. And thus we have the Jews to thank, and we should. It was from the Jews that we received the oracles of God, the Bible says, the prophets, and the Old and New Testament. And we're greatly, deeply grateful and thankful for that. Now, at the same time, the Messiah, of course, came from this lineage. So shall the Antichrist come from it. Wouldn't that make perfect symmetry? And by the way, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, as I just read to you, that the Antichrist will go into the temple, a rebuilt temple, and declare that he's God. What kind of temple? That will be a Jewish temple. And of course, the Jews would never follow a Messiah for the new age that was not Jewish. They're looking for a new David. Even today, when you travel to the land of Israel, there sometimes are banners and signs up talking about the coming of the great Messiah. Oh, they're looking for the Messiah. They've rejected Christ Jesus, the true Messiah. Now they're looking for another one who is to come. And friends, he will come. Well, we're going to look at proof today that the Antichrist will be a Jew. And here again we see the true Messiah comes from the Jewish lineage. Of course, I realize that God overshadowed, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. And I realize that, and that Jesus was not of Joseph's blood. But still, there is that lineage there that you can read about, for example, in chapter 1 of Matthew. The lineage of David, the root of Jesse. Well, but at the same time, isn't it odd, isn't it unbelievable almost that the Antichrist will come from that same stock of people, that same nation and race? Well, it makes perfect sense when you understand how God works. You see, God will never exalt a people beyond measure. And here we have a case where God says that people will be both exalted and debased, because God will not give his kingdom, will not share his glory with anyone, any race, because God is no respecter of persons. If we exalt the Jews because Jesus came from the lineage of David, what shall we say that the Antichrist comes from the Jews? Now, believe me, many today, even in the occult world, have the understanding and knowledge that the Antichrist will come from the Jewish race. There is an organization, a secret society, headquartered in France called the Priory of Zion. They believe that Jesus married, had several marriages, in fact, and that the blood lineage of Jesus himself exists. Of course, this is blasphemous, it's not true, but it shows you that they do believe that their coming Messiah will come from the lineage of David. Well, we're going to look very carefully, and I will prove to you without a doubt that the Antichrist will be a Jew. And you will understand why as we go along. Now, first of all, we begin with the book of Daniel. It talks about the Antichrist. It says that this great king of the last days shall work. Now, and let me read to you, by the way, from Daniel chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. It says, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people, small group of people. Some say, well, Tex, there are not that many Jews in all of the world. No one really knows the number of Jews that are alive today. We know, by the way, there are more Jews living in the United States than there are in the nation of Israel today. And I think it again, very odd that we have all kind of appeals from people like Pat Boone and others pleading with us to give money so that Jews can be transported. They will immigrate out of Russia and over into Israel. And yet no one talks about bringing airplane loads of Jews from the United States to Israel. Many people believe that all the Jews will return to Israel in the last days, but no one wants to be called an anti-Semite by inviting the Jews to leave America. And yet there are more Jews here in America than there are in any other nation of the world.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.